Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Indian Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju graced as chief guest at the 15th Sansad Ratna Award ceremony held in New Delhi today. On the occasion, the minister felicitated the members for their outstanding parliamentary work. 17 MPs have been awarded Sansad Ratna Awards 2025. Kargil Vijay Diwas is being celebrated today across the country to honor the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the 1999 Kargil War. The day marks the 26th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. Today at Prayas Ladakh, Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu laid wreath at the Kargil War Memorial. In a social media post, he called this day a testament to the spirit of India and said to remember their victory, courage, sacrifice and unwavering faith in the nation. In the meantime, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main offered floral tributes to the brave hearts at Namsai. BJP Arunachal Pradesh celebrated the 26th Kargil Vijay Diwas at its headquarters, Itanagar, in which Major General Jorkin Gamlin, Chief Commissioner of the Arunachal Pradesh Information Commission, graced as special invitee. Arunachal Tourism has won the Best Adventure Tourism Destination at India International Travel Mart IITM Bengaluru 2025. Sharing the news on a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said this national recognition is a testament to the state's rich cultural beauty, cultural vibrancy and immense potential in sustainable adventure tourism. Home Minister Mama Natung inaugurated newly constructed police station at Old Jiro today. He said, strengthening law and order infrastructure is a key priority of the state government and the new police station will serve as a pillar of safety, security and public service for the people of Lower Subansiri district. The 77th batch of IPS trainees 2024 with the Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel National Police Academy Hyderabad visited PHQ Itanagar on Friday as part of Bharat Darshan to learn about Indian administration and society. The Arunachal Pradesh DGP Anand Mohan gave the trainees in-depth information on the rich culture, scenic landscape and strategic importance of this state. In a social media post, the DGP advised them to embrace technology, connect with communities, learn from every challenge and to serve with unwavering commitment. Two research scholars, Faju Mudang Unju and Taba Iyami, will represent Arunachal Pradesh at the International Summer Camp in Japan's Tokyo under the Hiroshima Orizuru Full Fellowship Program with support from the Sasakawa Peace Foundation. The two selected scholars will undergo the Hiroshima University Sasakawa Peace Foundation Columbia University Summer Course on Peace and Sustainability 2025 to be held from August 2nd to 10th at the Hiroshima University's Tokyo campus. The Geku Katan Intellectual Youth Forum in collaboration with the Blood Center District Hospital Inkyong organized the third phase of blood donation camp on Friday at the District Hospital Inkyong. More than 20 volunteers came forward to donate blood. The 1 Arunachal Pradesh Battalion National Cadet Corps concluded its combined annual training camp at Rajiv Gandhi University on Friday. A total of 334 cadets from central and western districts of Arunachal participated in the camp. The final day featured motivational talks and a prize distribution ceremony. The 32nd edition of Merang Lama Ledro Gyatso Independence Cup football tournament started today at Gyalua Sangyang Gyatso High Altitude Sports Stadium with the theme Say No to Plastic, promoting a cleaner, greener Tawang. It is being organized by Tawang District Football Association in collaboration with District Administration Tawang and Indian Army. In all, 19 teams are taking part in the tournament. In the opening match, defending champion D Club defeated Gangchen Club 3-0. Meteorological Center of Itanagar has forecast thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rainfall very likely at isolated places for Papumpare and Anjao district in Arunachal Pradesh through an orange alert. MCI has also issued yellow alert for 16 districts of the state. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.